League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you at 713-780-3776. You got Brian McTaggart talking about this, Del? You got audio of this? Let's. You started talking about Kikuch there at the end. I don't know how we got there. Del's right. I don't know how we got there. But we did get there. The Alex Bregman contract thing. I don't know what he's worth. If Matt Chapman got 6 years, 151, and he's a Boris guy, I mean, he was sitting out there for a while, too, and finally got his deal. Is Alex Bregman worth that much more than Matt Chapman? Are the Yankees or the Red Sox? It's the Yankees or the Red Sox, I think. I think those are going to be probably the two that it comes down to. And both of them, I think, want to put him at second base. And then that's a decision that Alex Bregman's going to have to want to make, too. Is that,
I mean, he can play it, but, man, does he have value at third?
Yeah, but they've got Devers, you know.
No, and, I understand.
Yeah.
Why are those the only teams, do you think? Why is that who you're
looking
at?
Well, because they're going to be the highest bidders.
Well,
the Red Sox,
I mean,
have
highest
a little bit
bidder,
of a...
You just need a bid higher than the Astros, don't you?
Yeah, you but all, he's also going to want to. He's also going to want to win. You know, he's not going to want to go.
Well, did Carlos? Wait. Who was Carlos' first choice? I'm trying to remember. Was it Giants first?
No, it was the Mets first. Remember
Mets
when
first.
They were spending all kinds of money?
That makes sense. Yeah. Mets are trying to win. Giants
are trying to win. Yeah. And then the Giants.
Was George Springer's number one thing winning? Not really. Not in Toronto.
I think George wanted to get paid, especially since they didn't bring him up till he was 40 years old.
Are you sure that winning's going to?
It's going to be a high priority for Bregman.
Here's a problem. You just made a really good point accidentally, John. Winning, if winning was the argument, Astros were the answer all the time. I don't know if that's the case anymore. I don't think you can make that case now with the Yankees. With some of the teams that are out there, you may say this team is better positioned to win right now. I'm not giving up on the Astros run, but I'm just saying it used to be an easy answer. If it's about winning for you and camaraderie, why would you ever leave the Astros? Now, you could take a look at this if you're Alex Bregman and say, I just got knocked out by the Tigers. I got a chance to. Jeremy Banya can't get the ball off the ground. I got a chance to go somewhere else and have a good chance.
It's Jeremy Banya's groundouts that are going to send him, somewhere else.
Probably not specifically, but yeah.
Yeah. I can see. Well, I don't know. Does he really think that the Astros can't win? I don't know.
Well, I don't know if he thinks it's the same Astros team. Remember, John, he was in there when it was, you know, Jose Altuve. For him to come out and beg the Astros to sign him or implore them to sign him, that was a really big deal. For him to come out and say, we can't. I think Altuve realizes, man, this thing's slipping away. And everyone leaves. They haven't made an offer to Bregman. Like, what's going on? And I think Altuve's basically saying, okay, enough is enough. My time, I may have three more years over here. Let's come on, guys.
I don't want to get back to 2013, that's for sure.
I don't think he'll.
Well, here's Brian McTaggart talking about the Bregman situation.
Yeah, I think they definitely want to sign Bregman. I don't think they will, just because it's going to go against everything they've done here since Jim Crane's been the owner. They do not hand out $200 million, 8-year, 9-year contracts. They just don't do it. And so far, they've won because of that. They let Springer walk. They let Correa walk. They let Gerrit Cole walk. And that's just a few of the guys. And, you know, Bregman's going to want a massive deal that would be the biggest deal in Astros history to stay, and Tucker as well. And he's a year behind Bregman. So I just think both those guys are going to want more than the Astros, unless they just change their philosophy, and I don't think they will just because they haven't had to. I think both those guys will probably end up walking, and they'll try to fill it. I don't know if they'll try to fill it internally like they did with Correa.
What we all think. It's not what they do. Jim Crane doesn't battle people for his own free agents. And he's definitely not giving you the market value.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Is Alex Bregman going to be the biggest contract in their history? I don't think so. Altuve's.
What's Altuve's total number? Altuve's total number is 175, John.
Yeah.
I don't think
Bregman gets that. I don't think Bregman gets 175.
You don't think he can get 6-year 180?
No, he's not a $30 million player. I mean, if he does, God bless. You know what?
Honestly, I wouldn't.
If he does, God bless. I don't want to give him that.
Well, what did Matt Chapman get per year?
25.
Bregman, at least numbers-wise, over his career, is a better player than Matt Chapman is. I think he's going to shoot for 30. Now, he may be waiting till February, like Boris clients do.
Yeah.
But
well, and let's, hey,
I think that'll be his target.
It'll probably be his target. I don't, and you know Boris, he's going to play it up. He's going to have a gigantic encyclopedia of Alex Bregman stats that show that he's the greatest player since Ty Cobb.
Well, but, I've got him all right here. I went to Stathead. And the WAR, Alex Bregman has a small lead, 39.6 to 38.4 on WAR. Actually, they've played comparable amount of baseball. So Alex Bregman has about 220 more hits. Their home runs, Bregman has 9 more home runs. RBIs, Bregman has more. Team career batting average, 241 to 272. OPS, 790 for Matt Chapman, 848 for Bregman. OPS Plus is obviously bigger. Championships, 2. All-Stars, 2. Gold Gloves, 4 for Chapman. So that's not an advantage for Bregman. Bregman has no Gold Gloves. And yet...
Well, he's had Matt Chapman.
And Matt Chapman has 4. But I think very highly of Bregman as a defensive player. So I don't think that's a net negative on him. But just looking at the numbers, Bregman has... You know, it's not terrible. It's relatively... You know, they're relatively close, but Bregman definitely has an advantage on him. And didn't you tell me Bregman was 1 year younger than Chapman?
Bregman's 1 year younger.
You said that yesterday, yeah. So Bregman at 1 year younger, he's March 30th, he's 30. So by the next baseball season, he'll be 31. Once he's in camp, once he gets to camp, he'll be 31. Matt Chapman is 31, and once he gets in camp and they get the season started, the first month of the season, he'll turn 32. I don't know, John. He's a better hitter. Defensively, Chapman's got a plus on him. I think you're right. Probably about $28 million is probably – now, Boris is shooting for the magic 3-0. I guarantee you Boris is – and Boris is pretty good at getting guys
– and Bregman's a winner, too.
He's a pretty good agent.
There's something to it. Bregman's a winner, and that'll play into, especially it'll play in Boston and New York.
It really just depends, John, and who the horses are, who are the people who are bidding against each other. If it turns into Boston versus New York, with Boris as the puppet master, you got a winner like Alex Bregman, a guy with a little bleep in his neck, as they say. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's crazy that he gets 30 if they get in a little bidding war. I don't think the Astros are going to be in it. And frankly, I don't think the Astros are just – look, you take what we give you, and that's that.
And well, how much value will a contender, if he goes to a contender, find in taking him away from the Astros? Mm-hmm. And maybe that might add to
it's a double bubble.
His price, because you're not.
If the Yankees could snatch Alex Bregman
away from the Astros, and
yeah, but we got Shea Whitcomb,
of course.
Now,
but it's a coup to say you took their two-time World Series champion third baseman away.
Yeah.
Sure.
But we got Shea Whitcomb, so there's that.
Yeah, there's less concern now.
When we saw Whitcomb take...
Now, defensively...
we saw Whitcomb defensively when Alec Bregman was getting his bow during the regular season. How did that go for Whitcomb?
It went pretty well. Four errors, which that's about 2 months' work for Alec Bregman. He did it in one game. That's going to be a problem after that game. Listen, they were probably going, listen, this is our minor league player of the year, all right? He can hit. It's just like a Pena situation.
Oh,
we're
going
to plug him in at third base. And then they brought him up and they said, okay, go play third base and make four errors. And so, uh-oh, that plan didn't really work out the way they thought. They should have just kept him on the minor league roster, go win a championship at Sugar Land, and don't let anybody see you. Okay.
Don't let anyone see you does not inspire a lot of confidence for me for one of your minor leaguers.
Well, that's what they did with Peña. Nobody saw him before he started at shortstop.
Well, it wasn't because he was. You're saying don't let anyone see you because you think he's a bad defensive player.
Well,
that wasn't the case with Peña. They didn't want the girls to get all excited.
Yeah.
With Jeremy Peña.
Actually, Peña was in the Dominican League. Or I think it was he played Dominican before the season started. They were raving about his defense. I don't know that we're going to be raving about Shea Whitcomb's defense anytime soon. I'm not sure. Hey, I know what I'm raving about. I'm raving about one of our new clients is Game Day Men's Health. I went over. I met all of the owners, and the owners said, listen, Game Day Men's Health is going to dominate this area. There's all kinds of testosterone places now. I've been doing testosterone replacement for a while now. I mean, it really, really, really helps. And especially, listen, you get into your 30s, your 40s, you're weaker, you don't have the same energy, you know, the same sex drive, all of the you're gaining weight, all of those things could be because of your testosterone levels. Well, go check it out. Well, how about this? Check it out for free. Check it out and find out in about 15 minutes. We know where your testosterone levels are. The other places, they can't do this because they don't have the labs on site. All of the Game Day Men's Health facilities have the lab on site, and they're going to be able to tell you right now, right now, and they're going to do it absolutely free. It's just different. And then you will pay up front for a month, right? And then they can send it to you, so you don't have to go there all the time, especially if it's inconvenient to get there, or if you're traveling a lot and you need your testosterone shot, they will send it to you so you can do it. It's different. It's different with the way that they're going to be able to help you with your erectile dysfunction. They're going to go to the root of the problem as opposed to just throwing pills at you. It's different. Vitamin therapy as well. All of these things. I'm telling you, it's a three-step process, and you're going to love it. If you're looking for a great way to lose weight, feel better, sex drive, all of these things, vitamin injections, peptides, all of these things, all you have to do is go to GameDayMensHealth.com, GameDayMensHealth.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here with us, you're more than welcome to do that. Let's go. How about ESPN? ESPN says that their early rookie defensive player of the year is Kamari Lassiter.
Lassiter.
Yeah.
I would go Jared Verse, but that's just me.
That's what a lot of people have. But they have, you know what? He's played pretty well. I mean, we haven't talked about him a bunch, right?
That dude was like 30-1 to win defensive rookie of the year.
You think what, Lance?
He was 30-1.
Was he really?
To win Defensive Rookie of the Year, yeah.
Has he been fortunate because of Trevor Lawrence and Anthony Richardson? The double moves have gotten him a couple times. What will we think of him if those balls were completed?
Were they both him? I remember – I know Richardson got – I mean, I know that – I knew that was a K. Oh, was that A.D. Mitchell?
Ridley,
was that on him?
Was so Brian Ridley, Thomas
not,
got
not
him.
Not Ridley. No.
Brian
– I mean yeah. – Kirk got behind people too, but I don't think it was.
Brian Thomas did get. Brian Thomas had him. Yeah, you're right, Dale. Brian Thomas' speed, down the left sideline. I know exactly what you're talking about. That was on him. Because I'm keeping an eye out for him because I know the Colts think that he's not fast and that you can get behind him and that he has trouble keeping up with speed. And the reason that stuck with me is because, you know, he didn't run well. And D'Amico doesn't care because D'Amico thinks he's fast enough.
There's like football speed and there's
there is, but fast guys on the perimeter will outrun you and it can turn into an issue.
Yeah, but
you just have to have safeties over the top.
It hasn't been. Everybody's going to get beat. Even Stingley got beat. I mean,
but isn't that the point Dell made?
The only reason
he's gotten beat in the past didn't get completed.
The only reason we think it's not an issue is because those guys missed guys when they're open.
Like was Christian Kirk? That wasn't Lassiter.
We're not talking about Christian Kirk. Christian Kirk
got
on
Brian
a safety.
Thomas.
We're talking about Brian Thomas down the left sideline, and then go back to the Colts game. If those balls were completed, which NFL quarterbacks should have completed them, we're talking about two big plays, and we would remember them because they're long, explosive plays.
So and led to losses.
Possibly, yeah. So yeah. I can't,
well, then you really remember.
Then we're really maybe crushing them. So I'm glad that it didn't work that way because that means the Texans are winning games. But I don't know if he legitimately deserves that right now, considering what could have been. But hey, it didn't happen.
So. Yeah, I don't love it for him to. I mean, I don't necessarily believe the same way, but I think he's played pretty well though. I mean, my concern is he long term an outside cornerback. The Texans think so. I have some concerns. I just have some concerns against speed, but he's very, very quick with short area quickness. So, you know, if you try to run a route underneath on the first two levels, that guy's going to be all over him. He's going to be all over him. The only concern I have is third level, is when the play runs deep and he's got to just run with guys. That's my biggest concern. But he's feisty. He's tough. You know, Kareem Jackson had some of the same issues. And Kareem struggled his first year. Lassiter's not struggling up to this point. Not really. But Kareem really struggled with some of that. And then, you know, eventually they moved him into nickel. And he seemed to really take off and shine whenever he went there. Because he was physical against the run. But he was okay at outside. I mean, Kareem was okay as an outside corner. This is going to be a good week, I think. You look at Buffalo, and there's nobody that really makes you nervous from a wide receiver standpoint. I mean, your concern is James Cook and Josh Allen. That's your concern. The biggest concern on the field is Josh Allen. Second biggest is going to be James Cook. And it's just a matter of how good is your defense for front play. I cannot wait for them to get Christian Harris back, but I don't know how long that's going to take. And I think 2-0, why do I always screw that up, has played fairly well up to this point. I think he's played fairly well. I think he's maybe played a little better than Azeez Al-Shaair from what I've watched it. I think he's been more consistent getting around blocks and getting off of blocks. But the real key, you know, Settle came from Buffalo. Buffalo is no Settle. I talked to somebody from Buffalo this week, and I mentioned Settle, and they said, you know, he's good, rotational defensive tackle. He's fine. You know, he's not going to – he said we expected more.
What did you expect?
He didn't. Yeah. No, I think he's doing fine. I think he's doing fine for the Texans right now. Remember, we didn't see him in the preseason. We wondered what he would do.
Hey, we're getting closer to seeing actually a D'Amico Autry come. That'll be sweet. Hey,
you know that you got two former Texans over there. You've got – I know somebody on the coaching staff, and you got two guys. Brian Gain, our former general manager, was over there, and Matt Bazergan, who was a player – who was one of the – I think he was – either college director of scouting or pro personnel director when Bill O'Brien was here. Although he was actually a Brian Gain guy and he was left over when Bill was here. He's over there as well. So they got a really good staff. Their general manager's good. Gain is good. Bazergan's good. They just lost Alonzo Highsmith's son to the Titans, AJ Highsmith. But that's a really they got a good head coach. It's a good organization. Buffalo's a good organization. And that's just kind of an aside. But from a football standpoint, I'm nervous about this game. I really am. The James Palmer thing kind of shook me a little bit. What's the confidence level of this team? Am I reading too much into his comments? Like, is everyone
I don't think
okay,
it's
guys?
A confidence level. I think it's the, you know what, we shouldn't be celebrating here. We need to play better. I don't think it's a confidence level.
Why is everyone getting out of the locker room at record speed?
Because they got. I don't think they got out of the locker room again. I think they were in the training
room. He said it was a ghost
room.
Town. How many players?
They were in the trainer's room.
He said Stephon Diggs didn't want to talk. Laramie didn't talk.
Well, because they were.
I'm probably reading too much into this. I just wanted them to be like best friends like the Astros. That's why I got into the Astros before. I wanted my Texans to be best friends. I wanted
best friends just because.
Does Laramie strike you as a best friend of somebody?
He and Titus seem to be. I'm sure he has a best friend. I'm sure there's somebody.
Does Stephon Diggs give you best friend or Ronan vibes?
Ronan?
He's
a samurai without a master? What do you mean,
Ronan? Yes, thank you. Thank you, Dell. Yeah. Is he not? I'm sorry, Dell. I'm sorry, John. If I said that Stephon Diggs is a samurai without a master, does that sound about right?
I would say maybe don't use the word
Ronin?
Master.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you're the one that said it.
That's what it is. He's like a gun for hire kind of.
Okay.
You know, he's his own. He goes out on his own.
So you mean mercenary.
He's a mercenary, yeah. Is he not? He's on a one-year deal. Is he not a mercenary? I'm sorry. Did I perfectly say it, or was that perfect?
Well, he's literally on a one-year deal. I don't know if you perfectly said it or was perfect.
I called him a Ronin. That's even a better compliment.
That's better than mercenary. It's a warrior or a samurai warrior who has lost their master for whatever reason. And they travel the countryside offering
their
services.
Who was his master? Josh Allen?
No.
No.
Was it Case when he was in Minnesota?
No.
Case, but now he's got him back.
So he's back with his. Wait a minute. I'm not going to call a white man his master.
Oh, my God. You see.
Understandable. You see? But we're talking about samurai stuff. So it's a little different.
You were on it who traveled the countryside.
It's more of a mentor.
Offering his services to anyone in need of a sword to hire. So
yes.
You're on it.
I'm completely in on it. I mean, no, John needs to give me credit when I come up with perfect things.
You know what else is perfect? Getting that perfect mortgage for you. And you know who does that? Kent Jones. He does it. And I'm telling you, he just does it better. You can't do this yourself, first of all. Shop your loan. And say, if you're saying right now, well, I'm renting right now. We would love to buy a house, but we can't. Well, wait. Kent Jones finds ways for you to do this. Stop paying a landlord for and just throwing your money away. Every month that money just goes. It goes into his pocket. He's creating wealth. You create your own wealth. You create your wealth by buying your own home, getting that equity from that home, moving up, buying another one. That's how you create equity. That's how you create your own wealth. And Kent Jones can help you get started on this. Call him for a scenario quote. Tell him how much you got. Tell him if you find a little house that you can buy. And let Kent go to work because he does it. Secondly, he saves you thousands of dollars on top of it, okay? He saves thousands of dollars every single time he does a deal. He saves money for people. But you don't know the game. He knows the game. He's been doing it for 30 years. The man knows the mortgage game. You'll love him. I call him a mortgage nerd because he's going to work those numbers so hard that he's going to save you thousands of dollars. And that's the kind of guy I want. That's the numbers guy I want, not Lance. I want a numbers guy like Kent Jones, who's a real numbers guy. 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN, or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356118, Equal Housing Lender.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, we got five-star top of the hour, 9 o'clock. We got Beat the Warehouse Live guy. Dell, did we check? Everything is good on that?
Well, we had an incident yesterday. I will call our new contestant because during this show, we gave away a spot. It turns out Peter had just played. And he called
it
again.
Can't play twice.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I recognized the number because I had to call it last week, I think. So I got a new contestant on my show, so we're going. We should be good. I'll make sure he's ready to go.
Oh, that's fine.
But yeah, I had to get Peter out of here because he had just played.
No, Peter, stop being a hog. Okay, you can't play twice. You can't play twice in a year. You know
twice
that.
In
you
a year was twice in like four,
twice in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. I think he was last week's contestant.
No, I mean, come on, Peter.
People love playing this game.
They do. Well, you get a chance to go to the game with four free tickets and a limo ride there and back. Are you kidding me? Of course they love it. And it used to be you had a really good chance, but now Justin, for some reason, he's good at this.
4-0.
I hate it when he's good.
He won last week too?
Yes.
Is there anything to remind you of Justin more than that Metallica ad that we've got on the air?
No.
Holy
Death
crap.
Punch.
Suicide.
John, do you remember? Hold on, Motti's right here. Do you remember when you were talking about Motti's favorite little baby? I'm sorry. My wife's favorite little baby?
Yeah, it was Alec.
Okay, ask her about it.
Here, all right. Who's your mom's favorite?
I think your daughter's baby.
No, who's mom's favorite? You can tell them.
Oh, Alec.
Alec, that's what I said.
There's no shot. There's no chance. She's like, oh, because we didn't even want to bring splits. We weren't even going to bring our dog to Alabama. But my mom was like, oh, Alec's going to be so sad. We have to bring him.
Oh, doesn't it make you feel bad that your mom, she favors that one so much?
I mean, I'm her youngest and her only daughter. I should be the favorite.
You should be the favorite. Yeah, but no.
I mean, I'm clearly the best behaved.
Always the boy that's the golden child for the mom. It is. It is. So just you're going to have to live with it. But you'll regret her later. And you know what? You can pay her back when she's really, really old and needs diapers. You can pay her back by not changing her diapers.
I can't do that.
Okay. Yeah, you can.
No, I can't.
Yeah. Trust me, my kids are going to do it to me.
They're not going to be in a position to change your diapers. They may hire some awful person to do it, but they were never going to change your diapers. Monty was never changing Nicole's diapers. She may fund the person who does it, but she was never going to do it.
But yeah, but she's not going to check in on her to make sure.
Yes, I would.
No, it's going to be like something about Mary. What was it? Was it something about Mary? Yeah, where they went there and they were mistreating the old people. Yeah. That's what's going to happen. And Maddie's not going to care.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, she would know that movie.
Maddie's not going to care. Okay, so.
Nope, I am going to care. I hope you know that.
Well
don't sell John on it. You got to sell Nicole on it.
Not if she keeps on loving on Alec all the time instead of you. Okay?
No, I still am the best daughter, even if she doesn't love me the most.
Well, you're the only daughter. That's not a real competition.
Yeah, it's not a real competition.
But I'm the best kid. I give the best gifts. Every single year to every single person.
You're the hardest worker?
Yeah.
And the most modest, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just do the best. That's it. I am the best.
You're the best, no question. All right. I knew the answer to that question. She's loved Alec from the get-go. All right. Thank you, Motti. Appreciate you.
You were right. Just to point out, John, you were right. It's not Motti.
It's not. It's Alec. It's Alec.
Should we bring the dog on a 10-hour drive? I didn't want to bring him. I told you I didn't want to bring him.
Do I hear yelling?
No, I told you I didn't want to bring him.
Oh, no, Marty will yell at the back.
Yeah.
Let's get.
I said, yeah.
She's the
last.
What are
you talking about?
You take care of that. We'll talk to Willie.
We'll do the show while you take care of that.
Yeah, you go ahead. Take care of that while we go talk to Willie. Hey, Willie.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got a comment and a question. Yesterday, I called about, I'm the one called about Maldi. I wasn't saying that I wanted Maldi back. I was just pointing out the fact that Maldi could be trusted with pitchers throwing the slider. I wasn't trying to. I've been right over Maldi. And my question was, when Pena was in the minor league, I wanted to know if he played the corner position or center field, because I think he'll be a good center fielder if he played there before, and they can move Matthews to short.
Who are you asking if they played?
He ever played another position in the minors.
Oh, I don't know.
Has he played corner? Now, I actually, I don't think it's outrageous to think that, although Whitcomb's numbers in the minors are really good, I don't think it's outrageous that Bryce Matthews could, you know, you could have Jeremy Peña playing third base. That's not crazy at all. If you look at the A-Rod body type, and he's got a good arm, like, is that, I'd like for him to hit over 20 home runs. But is that crazy, John, to think that Peña could eventually play third base? It's not crazy.
No, I don't think it's crazy at all. I would love to see if Jeremy Peña could play center field.
That was one that was, you know.
We're just throwing
him to a totally different. The Astros do have a long, rich history of taking Craig Biggio and sticking him in center field, and Lance Berkman's like, what are we doing? Why am I on this hill?
Well,
there's
no,
a flagpole
Jeremy,
here.
Yeah, but Jeremy Peña is, first of all, neither of those
athlete.
Two should have been in center. Peña's fast, and Peña could. I think he's more.
Yeah, but
built
that's
to
a different. That's a ball tracking thing. Like
I know you, but you never
if
know.
If you can't move a tackle to guard, you can't move a shortstop to center unless you're Dubon, who can.
What do you mean,
DuBon's
Robin Yount?
Superhero.
You're Robin Yount.
Yeah, that's
it.
True.
I mean,
that's true. He did. Yeah,
mean, he was one of the greatest shortstops ever.
Hall of Famer. One of the great defensive players, catcher. He was so good defensively, Craig Biggio, he could play catcher, second base, and center field.
Or they just kept moving him.
They just kept moving. And literally, Craig Biggio in center field was one of the most terrifying things I've ever seen.
It was the worst. They had to send in helicopters to save him.
I know, just to rescue him.
Rescue him. Timmy.
Timmy. Get him out of there, Timmy.
If you've never heard that one, you really need
I've got that, John. That's one of I was listening to it the other day.
You heard.
It was pretty good. Do you know that Timmy wasn't even the GM back then? He was an assistant in the minor leagues. Like, I don't know. They had already gotten rid of that old jumbo dork.
Wow. Just because one time he asked you, have you ever seen a minor league game?
You insulted him a little bit.
Oh, my God.
You got a little out of order yourself.
That's just awful, Lance.
You ever heard that phrase, it's on for life?
Let it go. You're like a wife that never forgets. Oh, my God.
Like I said,
it's on site for Lance. On site with him and Tim Purpura. No matter what.
He came after me on my show, so okay. All right. I'm glad that's how it's going to be.
Oh, my God. That is just crazy. I agree. Offer Bregman.
I'm going to shout him out in my Hall of Fame speech on November 2nd. I'm going to go Michael Jordan on him.
Oh, my God. I say 6 years, 155 for Bregman. Let's do that. Let's go. 156. 26 a year. Let's go.
Well, I can see that being the offer.
Let's do it.
Now cut it down to 4 years. Will Jim Crane make an offer of 6 years to Alex
Yeah,
Crane?
Why can't – why? No. He's offered 6 years before.
Who to?
Carlos? I think he ordered for Kreas 6 years, didn't he?
That's what I was thinking.
6 years, 150. Yeah.
Let me check.
I'm pretty
Let's
sure he
see.
Did. His offer was 25 a year. Yeah.
Kreas did just fine, leaving the Astros offer on the table. The Astros offered Kreas $160
million. 160 over six, right? Yeah.
Was it over six?
Yeah.
I guess
that's,
so.
That's
5 years. 5 year, 160.
Ooh, that was even better.
I just found it.
That's even better. If I'm Correa.
That's over $30 million a year.
Yeah. I mean, hello. Yeah. Pretty insulting. Pretty insulting right there.
Wow. I don't remember. I thought it was
I thought
more
it was 6 years.
Year than that. No, this is multiple places. MLB.com has the Astros offered 5 year deal worth 160. Prior to the lockout. Wait, no. Yeah, this is in 22, yeah.
All right, we got a five-star at the top of the hour, so we got to break it here. We got a segment, and then we got five-star top
could,
of the hour.
You wouldn't offer
Bregman that? And five-star's been
that?
On fire.
You wouldn't offer Bregman that contract?
5-160 maybe. No,
well,
that's too much.
If you offered it to Carlos Correa.
No. 5-160, no.
Well, you offered it to Correa.
32 a year?
You offered it to Correa, who was always hurt.
Yeah.
He was up and down.
All right,
like,
go get
it. If that's the market they've already offered, why not?
All right, well, go get it. Go get it. All right.
Do you want to make Jose Altuve sad?
No.
Just say you
want
to make him sad if you want to.
I want him happy. Let's go. Give it to him. Give him 5-160. I don't care. It's not my money.
No,
I don't care.
It's not mine either.
All right, we got a break. We got at the top of the hour, we got five-star. Bottom of the hour, we got beat the warehouse live guy. Right now, though, the mission of Hoag Landscape Services, elevating the Houston landscape one garden at a time. Garden, you should see some of the work. When you go and look and see some of the work here. Now, a basketball court, a pickleball court. If my son had a choice of one thing that he would love, it would be for us. We got the artificial turf in the backyard, right? He would love a pickleball court. A pickleball court, he would never leave the house. Pickleball is huge. You want to put a pickleball court in? Yeah. You want a bocce ball court? Hey, paisan. You want a bocce ball court? Yeah, they'll do that. You want a fire pit? You want an outdoor kitchen? Do you want a swimming pool? Do you want a beautiful, beautiful landscape in the back? Hoag Landscape Services. They will do it technologically. They'll show you everything on the laptop. They will design it all for you, show you what it's going to look like, and you're going to go. They are not just – they're not landscapers. I really, the name is misleading because they're exterior designers. It should be Hoag Exterior Designers because they will make your backyard special. And when you go and see what they do, their work, you're going to go, wow, this is for me. HOGUELS.com, HOGUELS.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in with us here. Be able to do it in a hurry. We've got five stars going to be joining us. We've got Pete, the warehouse live guy, at the bottom of the hour. So we got a busy morning here this morning on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Quickly, Lance, quick segment here because we got five star coming up. But apparently, players want. Apparently, there's an issue now. Did something happen in Cincinnati where guys were naked and they got on television? You know, it happened in Houston.
Cincinnati Bengals.
It happened with the Bengals, apparently. Ted Karras is their player rep, and he met the media, and he is trying to get a deal going with the media. He says, well, you can hear him talking about it. Here is Ted Karras talking about the locker room situation and the cameras and the privacy for the players, which now something must have happened here.
Okay. Yeah, so as you've heard from a couple teams now, and the NFLPA is going to come out with a statement in an effort to protect the sanctity of the locker room and the comfort of the players, each team is going to figure out a program to where we conduct our interviews outside of the locker room. Now, this doesn't bar you from the locker room. We can't do that. But what we want to do is get cameras off guys in private moments in our locker rooms. So I've been working with Emily, I've been working with PJ, and I'm going to work with you guys to figure out the best solution so that you guys get the content you need, the sanctity of the locker room is protected, and this is what our membership wants, to feel more comfortable in a private space that is the locker room. So if you guys have any questions about it, please come to me and ask. We want to make this as smooth as possible. This is not an indictment against you. This is what our membership feels is best for the players.
All right. Huh.
Players, so it says NFL players upset about nude shots, want media interviews out of locker room. I looked at, when I typed in just Bengals nudity, that's all. I guess something happened with Pac-Man Jones back in 15-16 on NFL Network, but I don't see what, I don't know exactly what happened there. Well, what brought it to light really was a couple of guys naked on camera this year, Kara said. It has happened a few times in the history of the league. Karras called this a solidarity issue for the NFLPA. I'm going to be honest. I'm not somebody who goes in the locker room and does all this stuff. I don't have any problem with what he said. I've always felt it kind of weird. I have always thought it's kind of weird. Guys are getting dressed, and there's media members there. Like, that's
well, I always thought it was really weird when Bernard Pollard would stand in front of the locker room naked and go, "Okay,
well,
let's go. Who wants to go? Who's got a question?"
Yeah, don't start.
It happened. It happened on Channel 13 a few years ago in the Astros locker room, and boy, was it a it was bad. I mean, it was where Channel 13 had to apologize, and there was a question whether or no, it was in the locker room, Lance. The helicopter.
No, I know. Was there a helicopter in the locker room?
What a terrible person you are. Your child.
I'm asking if somebody that would stop cameras from that would. I guarantee you, what you know what that would do? All of a sudden, they'd be like, "We can't go in."
Your only daughter's in the room with you. What are you doing?
That's a coded comment.
Was there a helicopter in the locker room?
That's a coded comment.
Stop it.
I'm safe.
You're an awful individual.
You're not. I never doubted that. You're not a serious person.
That is true.
But not. Isn't it weird though, John? Matt Thomas once told me he was
serious people.
John Matt Thomas once told me he was doing. I think it was Matt. He was at Rockets, and he was in the Rockets locker room. And I don't know if it was Vernon Maxwell or which player it was, but he was, you know, squatted down, had his microphone. He was, you know, getting out of the way of the camera shots, so he was about waist level, and getting ready to stand back up. And then the towel dropped, and then he's like, "Oh boy, I am way too close." He said it was one of the worst moments of his life.
Anyway, I wouldn't.
How do you feel about that? You've been in. You've collected sound before. You've done that.
I would love to not be in the locker room. I would. You know what? He's right. You can't stop people from coming into the locker room. And if you want to do some stuff, but if you want an interview, especially with cameras in a locker room. I mean, go have a designated area where you bring it over there, and nobody can. Everybody has their privacy.
I did it for a couple of years every day with covering Texans, and you're just milling around waiting for guys to walk out of the shower and their shower shoes and towel. It's just an odd experience overall. Let them get dressed. Nothing needs to be said while guys next to them are not clothed. It doesn't need it.
Yeah. Yep, I agree. It's always been an awkward situation, especially with all the women in there. Yes, the women have to be in the locker room too and all that. But my goodness, give the guys some privacy.
Women, I don't care about them. I don't want to be in there.
I don't want to be there either. I don't either.
I want to talk to him when he's in a towel.
You don't have. But do you have men? Do you have men going into? I don't know the answer.
I'm watching the WNBA locker room while they're getting dressed. I'm watching Monsters last night, and there's the prison scene where they're all showering, and I'm like, well, I don't want to see this.
Well, you knew they were going to be in prison.
Yeah, I know.
John,
but
you've watched Game of Thrones. Quit acting like you haven't. Like that
yeah,
hasn't
they show
been
a lot. They show.
Was there a helicopter situation? And
no, there was no helicopter.
Come on, Dell. Clean it up.
Okay. We got it.
There's no helicopters. Now, Khaleesi getting out of the bathtub,
that's different.
Right. Oh, okay.
That's fine. That's not a locker room.
It's different.
That's art. That's art.
That is art. Mm-hmm. That is art. You're
that's
right,
artful.
Thank you.
Ted Karras, offensive linemen are not art. Bernard Pollard doing that kind of nonsense is not art.
No.
The Khaleesi is art.
That's the difference. Okay.
That's cinematography,
that
Dell.
Gotcha.
That's right. We got a break. Yeah. Five-star on the other side. He's been winning, people. So, yeah, you better listen in. I got to talk about Coors right now because cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light is what I'm going to be throwing down this weekend while I'm watching my games. You know it, baby. I am going to be cold, clean, crisp, and refreshed. It's what I'm going to do. I need you, my friends, to be refreshed as well with cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. I love me some Coors Light. You'll love you. I'm telling you, if you haven't tried it yet, you need to try it. And if you have, I know you're going to love it. Plus, you always know when it's cold because the Blue Mountains are out there, baby. What beer is as smart as Coors Light can tell you when it's cold? None of the other ones can. Only Coors Light can. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. This weekend, watching your games, climb on, brother.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.